flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mike Conti joins us, as he always does on Tuesdays at this time. 24 hours ago, Mike was all by himself. Bo was with him as well, but Mike was here holding down the fort. How are you, Mike?
Glad it worked out.
Yeah, sounded good to me.
Glad we got you back. And
I was driving down the road, 10-2 in the right lane, listening to you talk about me driving.
Man, he was
10-2 in the right lane. I was like, he's got that right.
But that's on brand for you, right?
Mike is so on brand because this is – we've left places at the same time, but I don't think we've ever been on a highway at the same time. Mm. And Andy got to the, you know, the way you leave a flowery branch, you get on the highway. Mike turned the light before me, went through two lights, got on the freeway. I just made the right. So there he is. I'm like, okay, I'm just riding along, listening to you. And next, you know, there's Andy. I'm like,
yep. Yeah, you're just going to walk me
and
down.
I kept saying, I was like, should I pass him? And if I pass him, should I wave? I think that was the biggest thing. Should I wave to Andy while I'm passing?
Well, the thing is,
while I'm flying past
him. 85 is so congested.
You give me like a Tyreek Hill.
Yes, it's not 85.
That's only a two lane. That's funny.
I didn't notice that you were there until you were a little past me because I saw all the Georgia stickers and I was like, oh, that was Randy.
But the funny thing is,
I'll see him in about 50 miles.
Randy doesn't drive like Mike Bell.
No, Randy's not a crazy driver. No,
might go a couple miles.
I was going 72, Mike.
And that's a 70.
Yes.
A 70.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's this is how. But no, I flew past him. Though.
Hey, man. No, I was probably about 68.
Well, it's funny, as we were planning how we were going to do the Ulbrich thing, Bo and I were talking. I said, okay, there is no doubt that Abe and Randy will be here before 12 noon. We'll have no problem with that. I have strong doubts about Randy getting here, or Andy getting here before 12 noon because of the way he drives. It was probably – actually, it really was closer than I thought. I think by the time you got in here, Randy, and sat down, Andy was here within 10 minutes.
Right.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Now, you also parked – more aggressively than you usually park.
I parked in the lot. But actually, that probably did me a disservice because it was so full, I had to park all the way in the basement. No, but I mean, look, we drove for an hour, right?
Yep.
It's math. This is a fun little math exercise for everybody. Randy drives about 8 to 10 miles an hour faster than I do. We drove for an hour. He got here 10 minutes before I did.
Yeah.
That's
like
it is.
One of those word problems they give you on the SAT.
Abe must drive 15 to 20 miles an hour faster than me because he was like, I was on the highway and Mike was like, Abe's here. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
Abe has connections to the court system, though.
That's
like,
true.
He can
that's
probably
true.
Get a ticket knocked out.
No, Abe's a made man. That's a good point.
Yeah. That's what it is.
But I was like, I was pulling into the parking lot when you said Randy's here. I was like, all right, good. I didn't get beat by that bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I felt good about that. But like, Abe, good Lord.
Yeah.
That Hyundai. Yeah, that thing flying down 985, man.
It's the, what do they call it, the ergonomics, you know, the lack of wind resistance. Because you drive a truck, don't you, Randy? And you're kind of
like in the
boxier.
Middle. Yeah, we got some, what do you call it, like a crossover?
Yeah.
Something like that.
A little boxier.
Yeah.
You know, Abe, just like the way he runs, you know, in his road racing and everything like that.
Please stop.
He just runs fast.
He's a speed demon. He's got a need for speed.
So, Mike, all right. So, Mike, we were in up at Fly. I'm not Fly. We were up at Atlanta United. And I got a question for you because we did talk to Garth.
Great interview,
about,
by the way.
He talked about, you know, as far as getting adding the DPs. Now, this is around the time where we kind of figured they would start happening.
So
because you, of the window and
right,
all
you
that
guys
stuff.
Talked to him last Thursday.
Yes. Right.
5 days ago, right?
Yes.
What did he say last Thursday? Next 10 days.
Right. He did.
Okay, so he's got five more.
Gave himself a big window.
Yeah.
Smart.
Well, but the window.
But that's literally what it is.
Depends on February 3rd being the window closing in Europe.
Right.
And I thought his explanation was really good. Everything gets done at the last minute in Europe because you are waiting until quite the last minute to make decisions because you're always hoping a better bid is going to come in from a more desperate team at the last minute. Now, there are two guys that they've been widely reported to be linked to for these two designated player spots. I think one, whose name might rhyme with Sean Marone, looks really, really good right now. Okay, now nothing's been announced yet, but all the reports are out there, and these are by good people. That looks really good. So I have no worry about that getting done in the next 5 days. The other one gets interesting. There's been a lot of reports linking Atlanta United to this striker from Middlesbrough who got hurt last Saturday.
Oh,
in a game for Middlesbrough. Yeah.
Oh, no.
He left the game like 9 minutes in with some kind of injury.
Oh.
So now.
Interesting.
And again, I just want to point out that's not me officially saying anything. This is just me conveying
just information.
What's being reported.
Yeah.
So now that gets a little more tricky.
What's his name, by the way? Kind of hard to say, right?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Latte Laugh, something like that.
Yeah. Can someone else say Laugh? It? Because I'm not allowed to.
Oh, okay. I'll say it.
Yeah.
Laugh is his last name?
It's a double last name. Abe, that's you know
hyphenated?
It. Can you tell Andy, please?
Latte Laugh.
Yes.
It's kind of fun to say. Sounds like a coffee drink.
I'm not trying to be weird. I just like.
Yeah,
I work for the team.
Yeah,
I want to be really
like tampering
careful.
And all that kind of stuff.
Well, I wouldn't be tampering. Oh. It's just I want to be super careful.
Okay,
but yeah, that's how it's pronounced.
You say what his name rhymes with?
Like he did.
Okay, I know.
Yeah,
got it.
I feel really good about that one.
Good.
So I don't think anyone's gonna tap me on the shoulder and be like, "Hey, you know, you're giving away some stuff on that one." The reporting is widely out there, and I think people are really excited about and look. This is going to be a work in progress based on what I saw on Saturday. Mm. I mean, they got beat by a bunch of trialists for a minor league team. But I also think that fitness was a huge part of that story. And what you saw in both halves of that match, the groups that were playing, they played one group in the first half, one group in the second half. After about 30 minutes, their legs started to go. So I'm not like super alarmed by what I saw, but you know, it gives Ronnie Dialis something that will, you know, allow him now to get their attention. I mean, you're not going to take a lot of pride in having that happen. You play Birmingham Legion on Saturday. You know, maybe now things just ratchet up a little bit in terms of intensity in this training camp. But what you saw on Saturday is by no means like the final lineup that they're going to be playing on February 22nd against Montreal. Probably far from it.
Mike Conte hanging out with us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, getting the update on where things are with Atlanta United and trying to add a couple DPs. What about the Hawks? I mean, obviously a tough one last night, missing a ton of starters.
Yep.
I honestly thought they gave a pretty good effort.
I thought they played great last night.
Yeah, given what the roster looked like. But what do we know about – I mean, we can go guy by guy
because
they're missing a ton
it.
Of important guys.
Let's go through
What do we know
Jalen
about the health
Johnson,
of these guys?
I think there's real concern.
Yeah.
That is a bad one.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're not coming out with any kind of timeline probably backs that up. The information I got when the injury happened was that there was major concern about that being a long-term injury.
Bam.
Trey, I think that's no big deal. We'll get an injury report, I think, at 1 o'clock for tonight's game. I wouldn't be surprised if Trey was questionable or better to play tonight. Larry Nance banged his hand on that backboard Saturday.
The same hand that he already had hurt.
Yeah, but I didn't – talking to Steve last night during the pregame show, it sounded like they weren't super concerned about that either. Maybe you get him back tonight. You did get Reese Shea back. I thought, actually – Reese Shea played pretty well last night, pretty good on the glass. You got Hunter back from the illness, and he was great. Bogey, that's a weird one. Okay, you only got 10 guys. You're calling up guys from College Park. Muhammad Gay is playing. Bogey's with you.
But he's not playing.
Yeah, and he's not on the injury report. So I don't know.
Yeah.
What I was told was he wasn't hurt. It was a did not dress, but with team situation. So
The deadline's coming up. And I was that was
gonna, what a coinkydink.
And that was going to be my question to you, Mike.
That would make a lot of sense.
Is because of how this team is falling back, obviously, with the you know five game losing streak. If it was a 5-game winning streak, do you think the approach would be different as far as if Bogey played last night, if certain things happened?
Maybe not, but I think the Jalen Johnson injury dictates where they go from here now.
Okay. Yeah.
Because if Jalen Johnson's going to be out for weeks or longer, you might not want to be buyers at that point.
Gotcha.
You might have to reevaluate and really take a realistic look at where you are as a team, what you can realistically get from an asset standpoint. It's really interesting. Since they made the move to put Okongwu in the starting lineup, Clint Capella now
is
thriving in that role off the bench, which I think...
And they've lost every game.
True.
Yeah.
But I think that may reaffirm that Onyeka was benefiting more from matchups than maybe, you know, he had surpassed Clint in any kind of way. But Clint was the guy. Everyone's like, oh, you got to trade him. Well, I don't know. He had, what, 15 and 13 last night or something? I'm not sure. So, I mean, the guy who's really, really struggling right now is Bogey. I mean, he had a better game Thursday against Toronto, but the four games prior to that, he was shooting 16% from the floor, 14% from three. And then he went out, I thought he was, I think, 1-for-12 on Saturday. So something's going on there. Bogey's really, really struggling. And when you're this shorthanded, it's all hands on deck. I mean, whoever can give you any kind of solid contribution's got to give it to you. You can't afford to have players going 1-for-12 in this situation right now. So to answer your question, I think the strategy probably pivots now. And unless they get some really unexpectedly good news on Jalen Johnson, and it stinks because a week or so ago, you're looking at this team 6 in the East, 1 game out of 4th,
right,
and thinking, okay, you can be buyers and you can be really aggressive and you can turn the season into something. Now, not only have you slid to 9th, not only are you, what, 4 games under 500 now, or two games under 500?
22 and 24.
They're probably not going to slide out of the top 10. I don't think Philadelphia or any of those teams is going to do enough to get you. But, oh boy, you look at the schedule. Houston 2nd in the West. Cleveland, you've beaten them twice somehow, but they have the best record in the league. Indiana 5th in the East. Detroit, who just beat you at home. You play all those teams on the road. You come back and play Wemby. Then you got to play Milwaukee. Then you got to play the Knicks again, all before the All-Star break.
Pretty rough one.
Yeah, especially as shorthanded as you are. Like, I just cross my fingers this doesn't go really sideways really fast. And I think Andy hit on something. The performance you got last night was encouraging. That was a game. That was a 6-point game in the fourth quarter. I mean, the Hawks had absolutely chances to win that game. So, I'm not, like, super impressed with Minnesota. They have some weird kind of chemistry things going on right now. But still, that's a statement. Like, all right.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value Surge, truck's up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. All these guys were out.
Well, they won one a couple weeks ago. Remember
Chicago.
Keaton Wallace and Daquan Plowden and all those guys. Yeah. Like that was a really impressive win.
Now, honestly,
given who they were missing.
Did you think that was kind of a once in a blue moon type situation?
Raises my hand, yes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure. Like the performances from the guys you got, but I think it sort of last night speaks to that too, is like even when they don't have all their guys, like the focus and effort is still there.
Absolutely.
Which is great.
Testament to Quinn Snyder.
Yeah, that's sort of
he's got that team locked in. And whatever they're doing in College Park, whatever they are doing in College Park, I wish I knew the name of their coach off the top of my head.
But you're not going to win enough games on culture and effort with this group in order to stay, which is really too bad because in that brief period of time when you had your full complement of players, you were beating good teams. Like, you were playing really good basketball. You looked like maybe what we thought this team could be, and then maybe at the deadline you would do something to supplement the roster.
And Jalen
Johnson's not going to play.
You only have so many games left against the Wizards and the Hornets and I was going to say the Raptors. You know, the Raptors have won,
three.
I think, six of their last seven now?
I was going to say they've won three road games all year.
Yeah. Two in Atlanta.
Two of them just happened.
No, overall, home and road, I think they've won six of their last seven.
All right.
Like, now, that's just a bad break.
Yes.
Like, when you run into a team like that that has not been very good and suddenly they get boiling hot, and it just so happens it's while they're playing you, that's a bad break. But I think the complexion of everything the Hawks are going to do until February 6th really depends on whatever the prognosis is on Jalen Johnson. And it did not sound good from what I was initially told last Thursday.
Well, the fact that we haven't heard anything other than we'll evaluate when we can.
They haven't even told you specifically what the injury is.
Or when they're going to evaluate him. Like, it's just...
Well, yeah, I think they said something like they're continuing to evaluate that. To me, that sounds like they're trying some different surgeons to maybe get a... Or doctors, shouldn't say surgeons.
Yeah.
Doctors to see maybe a prognosis would be different somewhere.
All right, Mike.
Appreciate you, Mike.
All right, guys.
Whether you want to in a bear market or
sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.